Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with us today. It's always my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. And we don't care where you are. We don't care how you're listening. Radio, internet, subspace frequency. We don't care about any of that. We're just glad you're here. And I know you're glad you're here, especially now that you know that Grace Marie Turner is here, because you've heard her on the show many times before. In fact, she is now in her eighth year of being part of our Brain Trust. That makes her an original member of the Brain Trust. And ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy. And there's nobody in the world, no person or organization works harder than Grace Marie does to make sure that you and I, as small business owners, have sensible healthcare policies that help us to provide healthcare for us and for our families and for our employees. Nobody does more than that than Grace Marie. She's our good friend. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Tim. Always a delight to be with you and your audience.
It's good to have you here. And you're joining us from Phoenix, where you're doing a speech today. And I want to remind folks out there who are listening over KFNN 1510, AM 1510 in Phoenix, Arizona, that Grace Marie is in town.
This is a beautiful city. I was born and raised in Albuquerque, the state next in New Mexico.
I didn't know that.
The next state. And I'll tell you, Phoenix.
You were raised in Albuquerque?
I'm from Albuquerque, yeah.
I'll be darned.
And I'll tell you, Phoenix and Albuquerque used to be similar-sized cities when I was growing up, a generation ago. But this city has just grown.
It's huge,
crazy.
Isn't it?
I don't know how they have enough water for the city of at least, well over a million people now. It's just amazing.
What is Camelback Road, like 50 miles long now or something like that?
Yeah, it is. And it's just the most beautiful. If people haven't been here, it's so gorgeous. There really are two mountains right in the smack dab middle of the city that look like a couple of camels. It is the most amazing geological formation. Really fascinating.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. A lot of wonderful people. A lot of wonderful people live in the Phoenix area, and we sure enjoy talking to them every day on the show. Grace Marie, what's the news on public policy for healthcare, especially as it affects small businesses?
Two things are going on. One, I think people are reading a lot about the avian flu issue. We might want to talk about that for just a minute. It's a very real threat, and a very real threat to our economy, I believe. And also, Congress right now is trying to finish up work on a budget for this year and getting all the spending bills done. And not a budget, but getting all the spending bills passed. And one of the provisions are some changes to the Medicaid program. This is a program that provides health care primarily for lower-income Americans. It is bankrupting the states, and
right.
Congress wants to make some changes to begin to get some of to begin to change it in a way that it's more fiscally sustainable. But it is getting heat from all sides, and it's an issue because it's an issue of state governance. Are states going to be able to provide Medicaid and build roads and provide safety, public safety, and other transportation and education issues?
Well, and don't forget part of the. And we'll come back to this, but part of the Medicaid challenge goes along with the nursing home issue.
Absolutely.
And so with baby boomers,
absolutely.
With baby boomers coming online, with 80 million of us, Grace Marie, that news is just going to get worse.
Absolutely.
Let's go back.
And way too many. One out of every $2 spent in this country on nursing homes is spent by the government, and it's because so many people impoverish themselves and turn over their assets to their kids so that they can qualify for Medicaid so the taxpayers can pay for it, and it's just not sustainable when you have, as you say, 70 million baby boomers heading for retirement and eventually needing nursing nursing home care.
Yeah, and that's and of course that's out a few years, but still, it's, the news is not good. But let's get back to the avian flu. I'm a little surprised that you wanted to bring that up, but I'm glad you did, because we've covered that a little bit on the show before. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, Grace Marie. Birds have this influenza all the time, different kinds of influenza. Almost every bird has some kind of a flu in it. But this one, H5N1, is really getting everybody's attention. And it seems to me that the main reason is because the mortality rate is like 50%.
And it is. And people, there are already fatalities and cases of this flu in Asia. Private 62 different countries, 122 mm-hmm. cases, and one out of every two people dies from it.
Well, and to put
we
that
have in no natural defenses to this if it does transmute from birds to people.
Yeah, to put that in perspective, folks, the influenza of 1918, which was of biblical proportions, millions of people died around the world, it had a 1 to 2% mortality rate. That's the reason it's gotten everybody's attention. We're going to talk to let Grace Marie talk to us about that some more right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Happy anniversary to us. It's our 8th anniversary, folks. This is a red letter day in the history of radio. 1926, the National Broadcasting Company was formed this week and started their first radio broadcast. And on this day in 1997, this week I should say, in 1997, the Small Business Advocate Show started. So Grace Marie Turner has been here for all but about 4 months of that. Grace Marie, you're going to have, in March, you're going to have your 8th anniversary with us.
And I hope we will have a celebration, but I am celebrating you right now, Jim. You really have created such a wonderful service for your listeners, and it's clear that if after 8 years in this market economy, if you weren't providing a lot of value to your listeners, you wouldn't still be around. And not only are you around, but the program's growing and expanding, and I just really congratulate you for what you've achieved and what you've accomplished and the tremendous service that you provide to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Grace Marie, but I'll tell you, the thing that I did, if anything, that was smart was finding partners who are Brain Trust members like you. And none of this happens if it weren't for the gracious and generous members of our Brain Trust who year after year continue to come back time after time, as you have, to continue to bring us new information on the things that we need to know. And so on behalf of my audience, Grace Marie, we thank you for that.
Well, we're all a network together. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Absolutely. It's all one community, and you're part of that. Grace Marie, the thing I was saying is at the break, I remember I'd already heard about the avian flu before the president made his announcement. And I took it seriously because I've studied the great plague of the 15th century. I studied the plague the influenza epidemic that we had in 1918, and I've actually written about some of those things. So when I saw this, I was interested in it. But when the president made the statements that he made, I said, now why is he doing that? That's pretty serious for him to make that point. And then when I found out that he didn't say this, but what I believe is the reason why it got his attention was because when it does get into humans, whether it's from, right now it's only coming from bird to human, not human to human. That's when it gets scary, human to human. But the people who have gotten it from birds to humans, half of them have died. When we know that the 1918 influenza had a mortality rate of 1 to 2%, and millions of people died. If this is 50%, that's enough to get anybody's attention, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's and the thing that people need to realize is that the flu shot that's going around isn't going to deal with this avian flu.
Not at all.
We don't know what the mutation is going to be, and several companies, GlaxoSmithKline is one of them, are developing vaccines, and I think that's going to be the only sure protection for our society. But it is absolutely a race against time for the vaccine to be developed in time to have the population inoculated before the flu virus does go from human to human contact, and virtually all of the public health experts expect that it will, that the 1918 flu epidemic was, in fact, a bird flu, that it was the same thing, where a flu, as you said before, you know, birds carry these flu viruses, but when they mutate to human, or when they carry over to humans, that the fatality rate is one out of two people that get it. And if you begin to have human-to-human contact, it mutates so that humans can carry it, not just the birds. That's when the epidemic, the threat of the epidemic becomes very, very real.
Well, what is public policy play? What role does public policy play in all this?
Well, money, usually, isn't it? The president has proposed spending $7 billion to prepare for the pandemic. He wants to stockpile vaccine once the vaccine is developed and approved, and he wants to encourage the companies to develop new manufacturing techniques for vaccine. Right now, all vaccines are developed in chicken eggs. And it takes a long time to develop the cultures, and it's very clearly messy and pretty relatively primitive. But there are new techniques that would allow it to be grown in tissue cultures, which are much more efficient, and it could be grown much more quickly. And so those need to be developed, and the president has proposed some funding to help companies both develop that and also to help the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, approve those in a much speedier fashion. So we have a whole lot of bureaucratic things that have to happen, including FDA approval of this drug. I understand that this GlaxoSmithKline vaccine is going to start to be tested in some, I'm sure, some phase one trials in Europe next year. But, you know, obviously, as I said before, until we know what we're dealing with as far as the particular virus and the particular strain, that's why a flu vaccine needs to be reformulated every year, because the flu mutates.
It mutates. Well, now, are we going to see some barriers come down around the FDA to allow for faster and swifter testing and getting it diffused into the marketplace?
I think one of the reasons that the president has gotten involved in this, and all the leaders of Congress also have given statements or spoken about this, is because they do want to get the public's attention to realize that this threat is very real, and we need to change the rules here if we are going to be prepared. Tommy Thompson, who's actually a speaker, former Secretary of HHS, is actually a speaker at this conference I'm speaking at in a little while this morning, tried to get the administration's attention for this and to really begin to mobilize in 2001. And his efforts got overtaken by the bombings by September 11th.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie.
Just coming around.
We got to take a quick break and come back. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, she's the president of the Galen Institute, and that's galen.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of riches be.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And ladies and gentlemen, if you really would like to make sure that that healthcare public policies are formed by our government in a way that helps you in your small business to be able to provide healthcare affordably and sensibly, and that the tax policies are more favorable to you as a small business owner than they have been and the many times that they are right now, I can tell you one good way to do that, and that's to find out more about it and to join Grace Marie Turner's organization, the Galen Institute, and to help them fight this fight, because nobody does more for what I just said to help you and me with healthcare public policy issues than Grace Marie and the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, we thank you for that, and I want you to give us the website, please.
Please visit us on the World Wide Web at Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. And people find a lot of the issues we're involved in. We do a lot of work on health savings accounts, really helped to get those in place so that we have a wonderful new opportunity for small businesses to be able to get health insurance that's a lot more affordable. And we do a lot of work to energize the marketplace, really supportive of consumer-directed health care and beginning to get a free and good marketplace for private health insurance developed in the United States. People always talk about the United States having a market-based health care system, and we could have nothing further from
it. That's right.
Every $2 in this country spent on health care is spent by government,
right.
And the rest of it is completely regulated by federal and state governments to the point that it does not function like a real marketplace.
That's exactly right. But don't you feel like, Grace Marie, you know, you and I were talking about this almost eight years ago, and we were talking about the need to have this part of the marketplace evolve more towards market-based and self-determination by employees. Don't you feel like we may not like where we are, but we got to like the trend?
I do like the trend, and I do think that businesses have really been leaders in trying to find some new way, simply for survival, to be able to to manage costs. And one thing we hadn't ever tried is engaging consumers as partners in managing costs. And there are a lot of creative new ideas, both some that have been created through Washington, like health savings accounts and health reimbursement arrangements, but also employers being very creative and saying, you know, if you'll get a health assessment and if you'll go to exercise classes, we'll put some incentive money into your account. And you know, really realizing that you can motivate people to do the right thing, and everybody wins in the long run. And that's one of the things that we had not tried before in the health sector, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to work.
Well, and I think the way the marketplace is shaping up in the 21st century, more focused on small businesses, less focused on people not thinking that they can count on big businesses to always be there forever, and not that they can count on any business to be there forever, but if you're going to be there, why don't you have more self-determination with your health care and your own retirement and your future? And I think that's what's happening. The attitudes are changing. I think that's going to help. But I've got about 2 minutes, Grace Marie. The tax reform panel that's turning in its report these days, if I'm not sure when, I think either they've just done it.
On November 1.
They've just done it, I think, yeah. And what is the findings that they came up with? Does it bode well, I should say, for what we were just talking about?
Well, we need to do a whole other program on this, but the Galen Institute has really been a leader in saying one of the huge distorting factors in our whole health sector is the way the tax code treats health insurance. By keeping employees from having any idea of the full value of their compensation package just going to their health benefits. You know, for a long time, people thought they got free health insurance at work. Well, why didn't they get a free mortgage payment and a free car payment and free college education for their kids? Well, they didn't because the tax code favors health insurance.
Right.
And the tax reform panel said, we really need to put a lid on that and not have almost $200 billion a year going to support primarily people at the higher end of the income scale for health insurance.
Isn't that going to hurt the progress we've made?
Absolutely not. All it's going to do is say, here's a new tool to employers. If your employee's health insurance is $12,000 a year for a family, mm-hmm. why don't you work with that employee, negotiate, and keep it under $11,500, because that's all they're going to be able to protect from taxes.
Right. I got you. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, the thing about it is, Grace Marie, and this is something you've taught us over the years, directly and indirectly, we've all got to become better healthcare consumers and not just healthcare patients.
And we all have to understand the cost of our healthcare consumption. This is those healthcare dollars are real dollars, just mm-hmm. like everything else.
Yep.
And if people don't understand the value of those dollars they're spending, we are going to continue to have healthcare inflation that is twice the regular inflation rate. The only way we're going to be able to get back in place is to have consumers act like real consumers buying healthcare, but primarily buying health insurance.
Grace Marie,
so
I got
good decisions.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. See you next time. Got to go, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.